Welcome back to the Mbaga Media Finance Podcast. Today, we're diving into a really fascinating development that bridges the gap between traditional finance and the world of digital assets. We're talking about the partnership between Citigroup and Coinbase.
It's an exciting one, isn't it? For so long, the financial world has operated on established institutions and intricate processes, which, while impressive, have their limitations. Think about the delays in cross-border payments or the constraints of business hours. These aren't small issues, they can really slow down global commerce.
Exactly. And that's precisely why institutional clients, the big corporations and asset managers, are demanding more. They want efficiency, speed, and solutions that operate around the clock, much like our personal digital experiences. They're pushing traditional finance to innovate, and digital assets and blockchain technology are leading that charge.
And this Citigroup and Coinbase partnership is a prime example of that push. Let's start by introducing these two giants. On one side, we have Citigroup, a name that immediately brings to mind a global financial powerhouse. They have an immense network, deep institutional client relationships, and a robust infrastructure that spans the globe.
Absolutely. Citi has been a trusted partner for decades, handling everything from trade finance to capital markets. Their strategic imperative is clear: innovate. They understand that to stay relevant, they need to adapt to the digital age, and they've shown a consistent interest in digital assets and blockchain, recognizing it as a fundamental shift.
And then there's Coinbase. While many know them as a gateway to cryptocurrencies for retail investors, they've also been building significant institutional-grade services. They're a leading digital asset exchange and a key technology provider, known for their focus on compliance and regulatory engagement.
That's right. Coinbase's ambition goes beyond just trading. They aim to be an infrastructure provider for broader institutional adoption. They've navigated the complex regulatory landscape of digital assets, gaining invaluable experience and building a reputation for a measured, compliance-focused approach. Their expertise in blockchain and secure platforms is undeniable.
So, when you bring these two together, you get a powerful synergy. Citi offers its reach, relationships, and infrastructure, while Coinbase brings its digital asset expertise and regulated platform experience. It's a logical union of complementary strengths.
Precisely. Citi's clients are seeking these new solutions, and Coinbase has the technology to deliver them. This partnership represents a significant convergence, effectively building a bridge between traditional finance and the evolving world of digital assets.
Now, let's talk about the why behind this partnership. What specific problem are they aiming to solve? It all comes down to the friction in payments within the current financial system. We're talking about those delays, significant costs, and the frustrating 9-to-5, Monday-to-Friday limitations.
That's the core of it. Citigroup and Coinbase are joining forces to develop faster, always-on digital asset payment solutions. This isn't just a small adjustment, it's a fundamental re-evaluation of payment rails for institutional clients.
And the key phrase here is bridging fiat on-ramps and off-ramps. Let's break that down, as it's crucial. An on-ramp is the process of converting traditional currency, fiat money, into a digital asset. It's like smoothly transitioning from your bank account into the world of digital value on a blockchain.
And the off-ramp is the reverse, converting those digital assets back into fiat currency. This seamless movement between fiat and digital assets is the critical bridge this partnership is designed to build. It allows institutions to move value fluidly between the two worlds.
Then there's that incredibly important phrase, always on. Traditional banking is bound by business hours and holidays, but blockchain technology operates 24/7. By leveraging this, Citi and Coinbase are aiming for payment solutions that don't stop when the bank closes.
The benefits for institutional clients are substantial. We're looking at faster settlement times, which improves liquidity management and reduces counterparty risk. Potentially lower transaction costs, especially for cross-border transfers, and fundamentally, increased efficiency and access to more agile payment rails.
It's about enabling businesses to move value as continuously as they operate in the digital age. Now, let's delve into the technology and the specific digital assets that will underpin these solutions. This initiative relies heavily on blockchain technology.
Right. We're talking about distributed ledgers that offer transparency and immutability, and potentially smart contracts for automation. These are the foundational elements that enable faster, more efficient transactions. It's not just about a few hours saved, it's a technological reimagining of value transfer.
And when we discuss digital assets in this institutional context, it's important to be precise. While the crypto market includes volatile assets, for payment solutions, the focus is likely on stable, reliable forms of digital value. Think stablecoins pegged to fiat currencies.
Exactly. The goal is reliability and predictability, not speculative trading. This allows for practical applications like streamlining cross-border payments for multinational corporations, improving liquidity management for treasury departments, and faster settlement processes for financial institutions.
And looking ahead, this could pave the way for deeper integration with existing payment systems, creating hybrid solutions. Of course, there are challenges. Regulatory clarity remains a key factor across the entire digital asset space, along with ensuring robust security and scalability.
Those are significant hurdles, but the implications of this partnership are profound. What does this move by Citi and Coinbase signal to the broader financial industry? It's a powerful signal of mainstream acceptance.
It demonstrates that established financial giants are not just experimenting but actively building solutions with digital assets. This could certainly spur increased competition and accelerate the overall digital transformation in finance. It truly represents a bridge.
A bridge between the legacy systems and trust of traditional finance, represented by Citi, and the innovative potential of blockchain, embodied by Coinbase. And this brings us to the absolutely critical regulatory aspect. The digital asset space has often faced evolving, and sometimes restrictive, frameworks.
Indeed, and the context of this news often includes commentary, like the suggestion from Citi's UK CEO that regulators need to rethink prohibitive crypto rules. This partnership, driven by major players, can be a catalyst for regulatory dialogue.
It provides real-world use cases and demonstrates potential benefits, which can help inform and shape more effective, forward-thinking regulations. So, when we revisit why now, it's clear the digital asset space has matured, institutional demand is sophisticated, and partnerships like this are actively building the future.
They are a testament to the growing realization that digital assets and blockchain are integral to the future financial ecosystem. Are we on the cusp of a truly blended financial future? Developments like this certainly suggest we're moving rapidly in that direction, blurring the lines between traditional banking and digital asset finance.
This is a crucial point you've raised about the regulatory landscape. It's not abstract, it has tangible impacts on how these innovations can scale. The crypto space has been a bit of a wild west, with varying oversight, creating both opportunities and hurdles for institutions like Citigroup.
From Citi's perspective, they have a fiduciary duty and must operate within legal boundaries. Introducing new digital asset services requires not just technological feasibility but also regulatory approval. That's why the commentary from Citi's UK CEO is so significant. It signals that current regulations, in some areas, hinder essential innovation.
The argument is essentially, we see the potential, clients demand it, we can build it, but existing rules are in the way. This isn't about bypassing regulation, but advocating for updated rules that accommodate emerging technologies without compromising stability or protection.
When a global bank like Citi makes such a statement, it carries immense weight. It's a mainstream financial institution arguing for a more conducive environment for innovation. And this is where the partnership with Coinbase becomes strategic.
Coinbase has already invested heavily in a compliance-first approach, navigating licensing and regulatory engagement across multiple jurisdictions. By partnering, Citi leverages Coinbase expertise and demonstrated ability to operate within regulated frameworks, de-risking the innovation process.
Furthermore, this partnership can serve as a powerful case study. If Citi and Coinbase successfully implement these faster, always-on solutions, demonstrating safety, efficiency, and compliance, it provides concrete evidence for regulators. It moves the conversation from theory to practical realities.
Regulators can observe how these systems function, how risks are managed, and how client needs are met. This empirical data is far more persuasive. It can help regulators identify outdated rules in areas where new frameworks are needed for responsible innovation.
So, the regulatory aspect isn't just a background challenge, it's an active driver. It's a delicate dance between innovation and oversight, and this alliance is trying to lead the way in finding a more harmonious rhythm. Now, let's pivot to another critical element, the institutional appetite and the specific pain points being addressed.
We've touched on it, but it bears deeper exploration. Remember that chorus of interest from institutional clients? What exactly are they clamoring for? For decades, global finance has been robust but rigid. Think of a corporation with operations in 30 countries.
Managing payments across these geographies involves a labyrinth of correspondent banks, SWIFT messages, currency conversions, and different settlement cycles. A payment sent Friday might not arrive until the following Tuesday or Wednesday. This has significant financial implications.
Precisely. Capital is tied up for days, money that could be used for investments or operations. This impacts working capital management. The longer money is in transit, the less liquid a company's assets are, and optimizing liquidity is a primary objective for any treasury department.
Then there's counterparty risk. The longer the settlement period, the greater the window for a party to default. Faster settlement times, like those enabled by blockchain, significantly reduce this risk. If a payment settles almost instantaneously, the risk of default during that period is dramatically lowered.
And let's not forget operational costs. Traditional cross-border payments involve numerous intermediaries, each taking a fee, conversion fees, wire fees, correspondent banking fees. For institutions processing high volumes, these costs are substantial.
Streamlining these processes and potentially reducing intermediaries can lead to significant cost savings. This is compounded by the always-on imperative. In our personal lives, we expect 24/7 service. Institutions are increasingly adopting this mindset for their operations.
The traditional 9-to-5 banking system simply doesn't align with the 24/7 nature of global business. This is where blockchain's perpetual activity becomes a game changer. So, when Citi and Coinbase talk about faster, always-on digital asset payment solutions, they are directly addressing these deep-seated institutional pain points.
They are proposing solutions that increase liquidity by reducing settlement times, reduce risk through shorter settlement cycles, potentially lower costs by disintermediating parts of the payment chain, and enhance efficiency with payments possible at any time.
Let's consider a concrete example. An e-commerce giant sourcing products from Asia and selling in North America and Europe. Paying Asian suppliers currently involves multi-day processes. With a digital asset solution, they could convert USD to a stablecoin, send it to the supplier's digital wallet within minutes, and the supplier converts it to local fiat, all outside banking hours.
This drastically speeds up the payment cycle, improves supplier cash flow, and strengthens business relationships. Another example, an asset manager settling trades in various markets. Using digital assets for settlement could offer near instantaneous finality, reducing operational burden and risk.
This isn't science fiction, it's the logical evolution of financial infrastructure. And it's precisely why a partnership between a venerable institution like Citigroup and a digital asset pioneer like Coinbase is so significant. Citi understands the existing infrastructure and client needs, while Coinbase understands the technology.
Together, they are building the bridge to a more efficient, always-on financial future. Let's look at the summary table to consolidate these points. Under Citigroup's role, the strengths are its deep institutional relationships, established infrastructure, regulatory experience, and global reach, signifying mainstream acceptance.
The challenges for Citi involve navigating internal adoption of new technologies and ensuring global compliance. For Coinbase's role, the strengths lie in its cutting-edge digital asset and blockchain expertise, its compliance-first approach, and its experience building regulated platforms. It's the technological innovator here.
The challenges for Coinbase include scaling its institutional offerings to meet Citi's demands and continuing to navigate regulatory scrutiny while maintaining robust security. For the core offering, Always On Payments, the strengths are clear, addressing institutional pain points like slow settlements, high costs, and limited hours.
It promises increased liquidity, reduced counterparty risk, and enhanced efficiency. The challenges involve achieving true always-on functionality through seamless integration and educating clients on these new payment rails.
Regarding the regulatory environment, the partnership can catalyze regulatory dialogue with real-world use cases. Coinbase's compliance framework de-risks the venture, and a clear path forward can foster wider adoption. The challenges are the evolving and fragmented global regulations.
There's a need for clear, consistent frameworks that balance innovation with stability and protection. The success of this partnership could also create intense competition, driving further innovation but also potential consolidation in the market.
Under broader industry impact, the strengths are that this partnership serves as strong validation for digital assets in institutional finance, potentially accelerating innovation. It paves the way for more integrated payment ecosystems.
The challenges here involve achieving interoperability between different digital asset solutions and traditional systems. The success of this collaboration could indeed spur significant competition and drive further advancements across the sector.
Moving to the conclusion, a new era for institutional finance. This partnership between Citigroup and Coinbase represents a pivotal moment. It addresses the limitations of legacy infrastructure in the face of a 24/7 digital economy.
Citigroup, with its understanding of institutional needs, and Coinbase, with its technological innovation, are creating a powerful synergy. They are building a bridge connecting the stability of traditional finance with the speed and efficiency of blockchain.
The focus on fiat on-ramps and off-ramps and always-on payments directly tackles critical pain points, promising faster settlements, reduced risk, and more agile capital management for institutional clients.
This initiative is a clear signal that digital assets are not fringe but a fundamental component of future financial infrastructure. It validates the technology and encourages competitors to accelerate their own digital transformation efforts.
While challenges like regulatory clarity and scalability are significant, the potential rewards a more efficient, globally connected, and responsive financial system are immense. The success of this partnership will serve as a crucial case study.
It will undoubtedly influence regulatory frameworks and drive the development of more integrated, interoperable financial ecosystems. We are witnessing the re-architecting of how value is transferred at the institutional level, a true transformation.
The lines between traditional banking and digital asset finance are blurring, and this collaboration is at the forefront. It underscores the growing realization that the future of finance is intrinsically linked to the adoption and integration of digital assets and blockchain technology.
As this partnership unfolds, it will shape the landscape of global commerce, demonstrating a powerful path towards a blended financial future where innovation and established trust work in concert to unlock new levels of efficiency and opportunity. That covers everything from the introduction all the way through the conclusion and the detailed summary.
It really does. A comprehensive look at a partnership that could redefine institutional payments. Thanks for breaking it all down with me today.